The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back to our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM at KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it's raining, but it's trying hard to turn to snow, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT in somewhat soggy Sandpoint. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and this is North Idaho Thursday, and you know, that was the Jackson 5, I think, with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. You know, ironically, just this morning I wrote my own version of that song, but it's a little more up to date, and it's, I don't sing, but it goes something like this. I saw mommy kissing George Santos, and it just kept going from there. And I've written the whole thing, and I was thinking about, you know, getting it recorded and, you know, and registering it and everything. But then I figured, you know, that the booted U.S. Representative George Santos would just claim that he wrote that version. And in fact, he would probably claim that he is, in fact, Santa Claus. So I'm going to shelve that whole project. Anyway, it is North Idaho Thursday. Thanks for tuning in yesterday, North Idaho Wednesday. That was a lot of fun, a special holiday edition. And if you did listen to that, then you know at the beginning, on Wednesdays, we used to have myself and my daughter, Ricky. We had a Ricky's Top 10 for several years and got more response from that show than any other show I've ever done. And people have asked me if that's ever coming back. And yes, in fact, the week between Christmas and New Year's, it's coming back temporarily for that week. She will be back in town. So the Wednesday after Christmas, we will have a special holiday edition of Ricky's Top 10. And I hear rumors that we'll even have a Ricky's Top 10 Part 2 to that Wednesday edition on that Friday. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. What's happening here is I believe we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly chat with representatives from Bonner General Health. And what an honor it is today to have two very special guests as we are joined here in the studio with BGH CEO John Hennessy and CFO Skylar Twite. And looking forward to talking with those guys. It'll be great. And in our second segment, we'll have back in here in the studio, Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center and Daybreak Center. And we'll take a look at all the happenings at the Senior Center and Daybreak Center for the month of December. And then in our final segment today, the new executive director of the Historic Panada Theater here in Sandpoint, Rob Talbot, will be joining us. And we'll take a look at the special schedule of events for the Panada this holiday season. So, yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun here today. Speaking of fun, you heard Justin and Sherry from the Sandpoint Shopping District yesterday in here talking about Ladies Night, which is tomorrow night in downtown Sandpoint. Party kicks off at 3 o'clock at Barrel 33. There's raffle prizes, great shopping. There's, I hear, free beer and wine at some places. So, you know, guys, ladies. Won't want to miss that. And it ends up either you have a choice at the ending party for Ladies Night Out, either the 219 or the Pondere Winery. So somebody's going to win a pair of Boys to Men tickets, and somebody else is going to win a $250 shopping spree. So you can go to downtownsandpoint.com to learn the details on that. And like I mentioned, the ladies from the Senior Center will be here shortly, but I want to remind you that there's a holiday cottage market at the Senior Center every Saturday now through December 16th. Stop by on Saturdays between 10 and 2 and enjoy food and fun. There's crafts, clothing, and so much more. The Senior Center located at 820 Main Street in Sandpoint. What else is going on? We'll get to all the Panda events in a little bit. Before I forget, the BGH Parade of Trees. Bonner General Health employees, volunteers, and community members decorate trees with treasures and treats and donate them for auction. They're on display right now at BGH in the classroom area at 520 North 3rd. But that bidding closes today at 4. So get on over there today and check it out. Let's see. Friday, there's free Santa pictures from 4 to 7. And that building, the Guaranteed Rate building, used to be Cabin Fever years ago, 113 Cedar. You get your picture taken with Santa there from 4 to 7. So check that out. Also tomorrow, there's a POAC artist reception for Leslie Gadsby. And that's going on at the Umpqua Bank Community Plaza from 5 to 7 tomorrow. At Matchwood Brewing tomorrow evening, there is a Bonner Boundary Forever Night. Yeah, Matchwood Brewing at 513 Oak. Innovia will be asking folks to round up their tabs just 5% and donate the community fund for Innovia's two home counties of Bonner and Boundary County. So check that out tomorrow at Matchwood between 5 and 8. And lots more going on. For more information on all of these things and more, you can always go to sandpointonline.com and find out what's happening. So what's happening here? We're going to be talking to the guys from Bonner General Health here in just a moment. We've got the ladies from the Senior Center and Rob Talbot from the Panada. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Every year, the Sandpoint Lions Club provides new toys for almost 1,000 local children. Funded by the Lions through donations and serving the Lake Pondere School District. Please apply at the Lions Den in Lakeview Park on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The applications are also available on the Lions Club website or on the door at the Lions Den anytime. Applications are being accepted until December 15th. See the Sandpoint Lions Facebook page or website for more information.
Sick and tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Spokane Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 509-486-7868. 509-486-7868. That's 509-486-7868. SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Lake RV for all your service repairs and RV parts. Winter is the perfect time for repairs, maintenance, and upgrades. We work on RVs, travel, horse and utility trailers. Work includes roof repairs, furnaces, plumbing, electrical, wire harnesses, brakes, bearing packs, trailer hitches, and more. Swing by Lake RV at 1200 Fontaine Drive in Pondere, off Highway 95, just behind the co-op. Or online, lakervinc.com. Lake RV, for all things RVs and trailers since 1993.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and it's our monthly segment with folks from Bonner General Health. And we have the CEO and the CFO with us here today, John Hennessy and Skylar Twite. And guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Bob.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, anytime. I love having anybody who has anything to do with BGH on the show once a month. So it's been great. And tell us a little bit about yourselves, where you come from, and how long you've been at BGH. And Skylar, why don't you kick it off?
Sure, I'll start it off here. So I born and raised in Kellogg, Idaho. That's where I graduated high school as well.
Just down the road.
Yeah, so not too far from here. So North Idaho native, and I just love this region. So I've been here for my whole life. When I graduated high school, found myself in Coeur d'Alene and went to NIC and kind of got started there with my school. Still was figuring out what I wanted to do. By the time I got out of that, I knew I wanted a business degree. So I looked at University of Idaho and found myself in Moscow.
Good for you.
For the next 2.5 years or so. Yep. Idaho all the way through. Graduated.
You
back.
A Vandal football fan? I mean,
oh,
they
heck
are
yeah.
having
they're,
a year.
They're doing great.
It's like old times.
back in the Big Sky. I love to see the success that they're having in that playoff right now. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. That new coach they have down there has brought a lot of energy. Yeah. So that's been a really fun to watch that group get it together, and I think the Big Sky is where they belong, right?
It's just much more fun.
Yeah. I was down there during the Coach Akey time. Mm-hmm. So that was also fun. He brought a lot of energy, and they did win a bowl game during that time.
The Potato Bowl.
It's always the Potato Bowl, right? that was great. It's a great time. Got back up here in North Idaho, and so most of my family resides in Coeur d'Alene. Oh. And so that's where I've been for the past 10 years now, living in Coeur d'Alene. And so my career has taken me through a little bit of public accounting that looked at precisely healthcare and critical access hospitals. And I eventually found myself working for Kootenai Health for the last 6 years. And just recently left the position of Director of Financial Planning and Analysis from Kootenai Health. And I have been here at Bonner for a ripe 3 weeks now. And it's been a really good time, though. I couldn't have asked for a better situation working with John here and really learning a lot, soaking up the culture. This town is great. And going to get my family up here as soon as possible.
Oh, that's great. So you're commuting right now, but the goal to live here.
Correct. Yep. And that should be happening pretty rapidly. Working on it as best as I can. Yep.
Because that commute gets old after a bit. Although the highway's a lot better now than it was previously.
When they opened it up to the double lanes, so half of it's basically a freeway now.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And John Hennessy, the CEO, how long have you been at Bonner General?
Yeah, so I've been done two stints now at Bonner General. I was hired in 2014 to be the chief financial officer, and then in 2019 I actually did a detour over to Virginia.
Oh.
Took a finance officer at a position at a large hospital over there. Was there for about 2 years. miss Sandpoint so much. The position ended up coming back open, and I was recruited back here. So been back as the CFO for about 2 years, and then we'll be transitioning into the CEO role here in about a week or so now. But originally from that, I was born and raised in Spokane. Did my undergrad, got my bachelor's degree in finance from Gonzaga University. Then went and got my master's in health policy and administration from Washington State University. And I've kind of been doing CFO roles in hospitals for the last 13 years until this transition here coming up in about a week.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Good for both of you guys. So looking ahead to, to 2024, what changes or additions do you guys foresee going into this next year?
Yeah, we're really excited to announce a couple key things that are happening right at the start of the year, actually. Internal Medicine Associates, a group here in town that has Dr. Charlie Crane and nurse practitioner Paige Russell, they will actually be coming on board as employees at Bonner General Health.
Wow.
Their clinic will transition over to our health services building at 423 North 3rd, and they will start seeing patients out of that building and that clinic on January 2nd. So we're really excited to be adding internal medicine into the Bonner General Health portfolio of services. Also, we're really excited that come the end of February, on February 26th, we have a new family practice provider, Benjamin Kagi, who will be joining Bonner General Family Practice and be open to seeing new patients as well then. So I know a lot of individuals in the community have had a hard time finding primary care providers. We will have him be coming on board at the end of February, and he will be accepting new patients. So trying to make sure that access to care is still there in the provider, kind of the family practice realm.
So is there a brief explanation of what the difference between internal medicine and family practice is?
Yeah, I mean, for family practice, they're basically going to see the whole spectrum of ages, you know, children all the way through the elderly.
Okay.
Internal medicine, they're called internists, and they're a little bit more specialized. They really kind of do kind of management and care of those chronic, severe, complex medical illnesses. Okay. That are primarily in elderly and adults. So they are also the same ones that usually are perform hospitalist services in facilities. So if you get admitted to the hospital in either the ICU or maybe like the acute care unit, they will be the providers that round on you and take care of you while you are in that inpatient setting in a hospital.
Well, thank you. I've always wondered what, you know, why they're two different titles.
It's a common question we get asked, you know. they sometimes get bundled together.
And Skyler, I know that you've been here less than a month, but of course you've heard of the Heart Ball. And it is coming up on February the 3rd. And the proceeds this year goes to what? Do we know?
Yeah, so the proceeds this year are actually going to go to an endoscope. So we're going to have a new endoscope. And really that's used for endoscopy procedures. So it's really a minimally invasive procedure that can be used for screening or diagnostics. Mm-hmm. On the screening front, it's really looking for cancer. And on the diagnostic front, it could be used to help remove any kind of tumor or polyps that you might have on your digestive tract. So we're really excited to get that hopefully into BGH in early 2024 through those proceeds with the Bonner General Health Foundation Heart Ball. So it'll be their 16th year.
Okay.
It's going to be taking place on February 3rd. Coming up here quickly. And hoping to raise funds to get that new endoscope in there. A big thing that the foundation has focused on the last couple of years is preventative health. Last year, they raised enough funds to help Bonner General Health purchase a second mammography machine.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually been able to increase our screening for mammograms by 40% this year to kind of get that preventative health out there. And this year, with that endoscope, we should be able to screen much more patients for colorectal cancer, which is currently the third most common cancer in the U.S. And another big driver on that one is the American Cancer Society recently came out with a study saying that anybody age 45 or older should start the screening process. So they've actually lowered that age threshold.
Mm-hmm.
So more demand to make sure we get screenings done and have that capacity within Bonner General Health to do those.
And then after 45, say you get it done, how often do you know? I mean, I know you guys aren't the doctors, but
yeah. We'll definitely leave that to the medical professionals on that one, on how often. But I would assume it's every couple years or maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
but definitely lowering that threshold, and we're making sure we have that capacity to do those screens regularly.
Yeah, I know these are tough questions for you, Skyler, because just being so new here, but what do you envision, you know, as you're coming in as the CFO at BGH? Are you going to just, you know, business as usual, or do you hope to make any changes, or how do you see it so far?
Well, the way that I'm kind of jumping in and addressing it right now, John's done such a really good job of building such a strong team that when it comes to any changes that need to be happen right away, I do not see that. So there's the employee base is really strong that I'm walking into right now. So when I'm kind of taking a look at Bonner General Health, I'm really just soaking up the culture as much as I can at the moment, and trying to identify as much opportunities as there can be. And John hit on a couple of those. Preventative care in healthcare in general is going to be huge going forward. Mm-hmm. And that is just, you know, very community focused, making sure that you're taking care of your community and providing all the services that this community needs is going to be really important for Bonner going forward, Bonner General Health going forward. So any way that I can support that, find ways to be able to fund that is really what my focus is going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of us never envisioned that our little area here, North Idaho, would grow so much. I mean, in the last 3 or 4 years, it's unbelievable. So the hospital would have to grow with it. And with that having been said, John, what do you see in the long term? Hate to put you on the spot here, but any other change? I mean, you don't have a crystal ball to predict, you know, the population and such 5-10 years from now, but you must think about it.
Yeah, I mean, again, similar to what Skyler said, I'm falling in some great shoes. Cheryl Rickard was at our hospital.
Absolutely.
She's going to be retiring next Friday after 37 years of leadership there, the last 19 years as CEO. So she's really set the hospital up for success. So I'm very fortunate to be stepping into this position after her leadership. Mm-hmm. So really, a lot of it's going to be is building on what she started. We have a lot of things going on next year where we're kind of looking at new service lines, starting with internal medicine, kind of continuing to grow those. Also starting to invest more in technology. With healthcare, a lot of the technology aspects that we use change regularly. Yeah. You got to bring up to the times with those. And it kind of correlates with our provider recruitment. A lot of the providers coming out of residency, you know, are up to speed on kind of the latest gadgets and things that are, you know, minimally invasive surgeries and the like. So trying to keep up on those technologies that they're used to using in their fellowships and residencies coming out of school. But also provider recruitment. That's really the big focus in 2024 is making sure that we're fully staffed in all of our clinics and able to accommodate all the needs of the community the best we can. So really building up our family practice is going to be a key next year, along with internal medicine. And then also staff recruitment, you know, continuing to make sure that we have, you know, nurses. We have wonderful staff in all our departments and just kind of making sure that we're able to recruit and retain staff and keep them here in Sandpoint to continue caring for our community.
I would imagine that, you know, nurses and other staff members are pleasantly surprised if they're coming from out of the area and find Bonner General Health in such a small town to be as advanced as it is.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when people think of a critical access hospital, you know, sometimes the term that's thrown out there is, you know, a Band-Aid station.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But Bonner General Hospital is much more than that. It really operates as a community hospital with a wide breadth of service lines, you know, the most qualified doctors in around, you know, the specialties, the training they have is second to none. So we're really fortunate to have just such great staff and providers here in Sandpoint to keep our care local.
Yeah, we've been talking to John Hennessy, the CEO, and Skyler Twite, CFO, or incoming CFO for Bonner General Health. Guys, it's great to have you on the show. We'll do it again sometime and see what happens in the future.
Thank you very much for having us, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
And happy holidays.
Holidays. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, I see Brenda in the green room out there from the Sandpoint Senior Center, and we will find out what's going on there as we head into the holidays. So stick around.
0% interest for 84 months on all Bobcat compact tractors is now available at Northern Idaho Power Sports. Bobcat compact tractors are the anything done around the house rig, from blowing snow to moving dirt in heated and enclosed cab comfort. 0% for 84 months is an incredible deal. So come take advantage of these great interest rates now at Northern Idaho Power Sports, just 1.5 miles north of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Go to northernidahopowersports.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
I have lots of fragrance lovers on my list, and Ulta Beauty has all I need to add joy to their holiday season. Shop your favorite fragrances from YSL, Carolina Herrera, Valentino, and Ariana Grande's new exclusive Cloud Pink scent. Plus, with a fragrance purchase of $70 or more, get a plush robe or throw valued at $70 while supplies last. Shop the gifts that bring joy to everyone on your list this holiday season, especially you. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
It's the holiday season, and Famous Footwear is stocked with all the styles your family wants from the brands you love at prices that fit everyone's list. Shop the comfiest Hey Dude shoes and coolest Crocs, or snag the perfect pair of Bearpaw boots and slippers. Plus, for a limited time, find the latest Nike styles for the whole family at savings of up to 30% off. Shop Famous.com or bring the whole family into a Famous Footwear near you and spread some cheer this holiday season with the gift of famously great shoes. Valid on select styles.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time.
Oh, yeah, trying to get into the holiday spirit here on North Idaho Thursday, and I'm sure they're in the holiday spirit over at the Sandpoint Senior Center. And with us again this month, Brenda Curtis from the Senior Center, the executive chef.
That's right.
Woo-hoo. Over there. And she's got her apron on. You brought us some homemade cookies. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And I mentioned earlier on the program about the cottage market happening through December 16th at the Senior Center on Saturdays from 10 to 2, I believe it is. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. How's that been going?
It is a smash hit.
Oh, good.
And everybody's bringing their stuff, and people are Christmas shopping.
So what's the stuff? That's the part.
You know, it's a plethora. Like, there was, when I was there shopping around, there was a guy there with the Dumba drums, and then there's people that make food and baking things out, you know, cakes and they even had a lady with teas there, and then also handmade items, you know, knitting, you know, booties and hats and scarves and just every kind of thing you could think of. Just curiosities and collectibles, Bob.
Yeah. Now, is it the same every Saturday, the same vendors, or does it change up a little bit?
They change them up
so
every
week.
So if
you've been on a previous Saturday, it behooves you to swing by
this
Saturday and next Saturday.
That's right. Don't miss a Saturday. You'll miss out.
Yeah. So
I think she said there was a wreath making thing they're doing there at the cottage market, too, for making wreaths.
Yeah.
So I didn't see that there, but I only went one time so far, but I'm going again.
Yeah, you always busy there at the Senior Center, you know, preparing the food for the Meals on Wheels, and of course for the people who get to go and the people who get to stay and
exactly.
eat there. And how's that going?
Well,
there have been times you've been on the show where you needed Meals on Wheels drivers. Are you still in that
position? We're always in need of volunteers.
Okay.
We actually did hire a new sous chef, and her name is Amy, and she's the best. And we sure do love her, and we're welcoming her aboard. We still are hiring also. We've changed up a little bit of the program. I'm not sure of the specifics yet. So, yeah, if you're interested, we always need drivers. We always need help for volunteers to come in and take care of us.
And 263-6860 is your phone number. And you have a great website, by the way. You can go to the monthly newsletter at sandpointareaseniors.org, sandpointareaseniors.org, and find out what's going on. I'm looking at it right now. It says you had a very successful turkey bingo for Thanksgiving, and it looks like bingo is coming back once a month starting in January.
That's right.
Yeah. So seniors and bingo, it's just a match.
They go together.
You also have new art classes coming back at the Senior Center, and that will be happening on Wednesdays. And so looking for how much participation, you know, how many people want to participate in that and see how that goes. And you have a program called One Site for Seniors. What is that all about?
The on-site is on-site? Our daybreak.
Yeah.
For, and Marie's not with us today. She snowed in on the mountains, so she couldn't come. But they changed their name to One Site, is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's really the Daybreak Center to bring your loved one to have an adult babysitter while you go out and play and Christmas shop.
I was going to say, it's this time of year, it's great to go Christmas shop and drop off the person that you care for, whether it's your mom or grandfather or whatever it is, and get some, very important me time, especially this time of year. Plus, your loved one, it's not like you're putting them in a jail or something for a couple hours. They're going to have a really enjoyable time. So
that's right.
That's something to look into. I mentioned the art classes, depending on sign up. So if you're interested in that, check it out on the website. And you have board games Thursday at 9. Bridge is Tuesdays at 12:30. Bunko is Mondays, 12:30 to 2:30. You have cribbage. A very important program, in my opinion, the Fit and Fall Proof on Mondays and Thursdays. You got to be in shape. It's not easy being a senior,
right.
So you got to get ready for it. You have blood pressure checks on Thursdays at 11 when the EMTs are available. And you have a music this month?
What I was going to tell you, Bob, is we have a big Christmas dinner.
Okay.
It's a Christmas roast beef lunch. That's what they wanted. Not my choice. They wanted. And that'll be on the 21st. We're also going to have holiday music that day. We have a guy named Larry Mooney that's going to come in and play music. Also, our Betty Overland will accompany him with some music. And that all starts at 12 o'clock on the 21st.
So should you phone ahead and make a reservation?
Yes.
Let them know you're coming so you know how much roast beef to
That's
make.
Right. Oh. So please reserve your seat before, I think, 9:30 a.m.
Okay. So again, 263-6860, and that is on December the 21st, which is the winter solstice, by the way. Mm-hmm. And you have the Old Time Fiddler Jam coming on Saturday the 30th, so I'll get you in the mood for New Year's Eve, right, or day after that. So a lot going on over at the Senior Center. Did I miss anything?
No, Bob, except that big old Merry Christmas.
Brenda, thanks for all you do for the seniors and the Senior Center, and I know your heart's really in it. You're sitting here smiling from ear to ear right now. You love your job, and everybody there loves you as well. So we appreciate you, and thanks for the cookies. I really appreciate that.
They're homemade.
All right. Okay, we are going to take our final break here in North Idaho Thursday. I see that Rob Talbot is with us here. We'll be taking a look at what's happening at the Panada Theater this holiday season right after this.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
The Suzuki String Academy of Sandpoint invites you to the opening event of their Candlelight Concert Series, featuring nostalgic classics December 15th and 16th at the Heartwood Center. Be transported into a magical world of candlelight and string music performed by the Suzuki String Academy faculty and friends. Hundreds of candles will illuminate the venue, creating a serene atmosphere to enhance the listening experience. This is a black tie holiday event, so put on your gown and tux and be carried away through time with nostalgic Christmas music traditions from past to present. All guests will receive a complimentary beverage from Ponderay Winery and charcuterie from Black Caviar Trading. Profits from this special event go to supporting students and music programs at Suzuki String Academy. For tickets, go to suzukistringacademy.com/events. Don't miss the Candlelight Holiday Concerts, December 15th and 16th at the Heartwood Center in Sandpoint, benefiting the Suzuki String Academy.
Merry Christmas from Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now. Plus, they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
It's the holiday season, and Famous Footwear is stocked with all the styles your family wants from the brands you love at prices that fit everyone's list. Shop the comfiest Hey Dude shoes and coolest Crocs, or snag the perfect pair of Bearpaw boots and slippers. Plus, for a limited time, find the latest Nike styles for the whole family at savings of up to 30% off. Shop Famous.com or bring the whole family into a Famous Footwear near you and spread some cheer this holiday season with the gift of famously great shoes. Valid on select styles.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, it is the most wonderful time of the year if we only had more snow. But I think it was trying here in Sandpoint.
It's coming this weekend.
This weekend is snowing. And about an hour ago, it was trying really hard to turn to snow. So it's not far away. Speaking of snow, we have Rob Talbot, the new executive director with the Panada Theater, with us here, and I appreciate you taking time.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, thanks.
You're one of the
me.
Busiest people I know. You have so much going on. But I'm letting you know, before I forget, I talked to Phil Kupczynski yesterday and the comedy Avalanche, which was
nice.
A sold-out smash hit, three shows last winter,
yep.
is coming back. So
coming
look
back.
Forward to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's January. He'll yeah. be here January 13th.
13th, and we'll be talking more about that on the show. Try to get Rob back here. I mean, some Phil and Rob back in here. He's a very funny guy and a great guest to have on this show. It's it's really fun. So what else is going on? You had Jack Frost Fest recently, and that was a nice afternoon and early evening for that event this year.
Thanks. Yeah, that was a real fun day. Weather cooperated with us, which is always a little bit of a gamble in November for an outdoor concert, our music festival.
Mm-hmm.
Was great working. Ting was amazing to be able to do what they did and help us bring in the money to create a budget to bring in a nationally touring act or internationally touring act like the Two Tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
then,
were great, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, those guys are amazing. I've been working with them for a while, and it's been really fun to see their growth. They're just phenomenal musicians and I dare say better people. So it's really fun to see musicians that are really good people make it, start making it happen.
Speaking of good people, you're working with some great people at the Panada, which I know is kind of a change for you, but you still have the Heartwood. Mm-hmm. And we had Ruth from Suzuki String on the show yesterday talking about her big events coming up at the Heartwood, and she's super excited about that.
That's going to be a beautiful event, yeah.
How's it going for you wearing all these different hats and taking on the new challenge of the Panada?
You know, it's crazy to say I love it. I mean,
and you have two little kids.
It's been a crazy, crazy month. I had COVID in there this month. My wife got sick. We've got a two-year-old and a 4-year-old. I love it. I'm having a ball. It's really rewarding. I love the Panada in that space. So the extra effort is well worth it.
Yeah.
I am deeply in love with the Heartwood, and I love that space. So it's really fun to be able to be in both of those spaces. And, you know, we're putting together a great staff over at the Heartwood, to make things happen, continue to happen over there. And, you know, the staff that was already put together with, Caitlin and Mindy and Doug is amazing at the Panada. So it's, they made it much easier than it would have been otherwise to step in and start the ball rolling. And we got some really great shows and events that are happening in the next month that were already on the books, and I'm really, really, really getting excited to bring in some more acts this spring and summer. And
you have an exciting weekend right in front of us here.
Two sold out Celtic Christmas shows this weekend.
They're already sold out.
Both of them are already sold out. One, the Panada tomorrow night with Evergreen or Everdream, and then the one at the Heartwood with the Gothard Sisters. They're both sold out.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, Celtic Christmas, you can't beat that.
It's difficult to beat, for sure.
Celtic music, it's wonderful. I wasn't aware they were sold out, so congratulations. Everdream, the Sound of Ireland, and that's Friday evening. And you have, I have not seen Barbie. Have you seen that movie?
I have not seen it, no. Jim Healy, one of our board members, is a passionate fan, and I've heard a lot of good stuff about it from other people too. So there's quite a buzz. We've got, for a movie, to have as many pre-sold tickets as we have.
Wow.
I'm pretty excited to see the turnout. It's going to be a good day.
Well, see it on the big screen at the Panada. I've said this a million times on this program. I love feature movies at the Panada Theater.
Well, and, you know, to me, going to a movie in a space like that is, you know, there's a few things that you know, we're not going to compete with the theater at the mall, and you know, we're not going to step into that space at all. That's a great space, and we want people to go there and do that. But for us to be able to offer for you to bring your family into this beautiful space to see a movie that's, you know, in this case, not far out of the theaters, but has a passionate following. We're going to be doing a lot more cool movies, but, you know, for me, there's a couple of cool things that we can offer. First of all, is the setting is amazing. Mm-hmm. We can offer, you know, there's not many places you get to go and go with your family and watch a movie and have a nice glass of wine or a beer.
Yeah,
that's a pretty nice little twist.
Yeah,
and also we really want the sound to work out well, and for you to feel it in the seat of your pants a little bit when the rumble occurs, and you know. Those of you that know me know that I'm really, really, sound is important, whether it's live music or whatever. So we've already put some effort and work into making the sound system in there work as well as it can. And we're going to be doing some upgrades. But I can tell you, if you come to Barbie and if you were at movies this fall before I got there, you will notice a difference. The sound will be better for Barbie.
That's very, very exciting. And it's one day only, but two shows.
Two shows, yeah.
That is this Saturday, December 9th, 1:30, and again at 7. In the you can get tickets in advance at panada.org. And it's also a food drive for the food bank.
It is, yes. So, yeah, if you bring in an item for the food bank, then you do get a small bag of popcorn on us.
Perfect.
As a thank you.
All right. You have KRFY's Holiday Spectacular also on When is that is coming up?
That is on the 9th as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that starts
in the
7,
little theater.
In the little theater.
I'm wondering, how are you doing that?
Yeah. No, well, you know, that's another thing to keep an eye on since I've been there, and it's really been fun to work with Caitlin, Mindy, and some of the board members. We're really excited about that space. The little theater is, I think, has been underutilized.
That's exactly the words I was looking for. Underutilized.
You know, and we're really excited to kind of push it in a direction that gives it a little bit more of a unique vibe and energy feel, and put some more stuff in there. Kind of that speakeasy vibe is kind of mm-hmm. where we're going to be moving towards. You know, kind of that little side entrance door, it's kind of mm-hmm. hidden, and you go down the hallway and it's kind of dark, and going to be bringing in a lot more cool events. And I was really excited when Jack wanted to bring this into the little theater. And it's a really great opportunity to support two great nonprofits in this community that really make our community special. KRFY and the Pan are something that, you know, those are two entities that a lot of towns of our size don't have. So,
speaking of special events, Space Point, I can't believe how big Space Point's gotten in less than a year, and it's the winter solstice, celebrating it a weekend early at December 16th at 4 o'clock,
yes,
with a special presentation. You'll hear more about it on our radio stations here in the coming weeks, and a special showing of The Martian.
Correct. Yep.
So another great movie on the big screen at the Panada.
And that starts at 4. That's going to be a great evening with a great movie, some great conversation, some good information, and then a great movie.
Did you get a chance? I know you had a very busy weekend. Did you see The Nutcracker?
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How was that?
It was great. No, it was fantastic. I mean, it's that with the snow falling was a really definitive start to the Christmas energy.
Christmas, yeah, Nutcracker, exactly, and the snow. You have a Dance Works Christmas coming up on December the 21st, and then looking ahead into January, as I mentioned, it's Andrew Rivers and the comedy Avalanche kicks off for another year. And
also have the Soul Film Festival on January 12th. Tickets for that are going to be going on sale very soon. And then Banff, Letters Aloud by POAC is on January 18th. That's a really...
And POAC's been busy.
They really are. Tonin has been getting after it.
Yeah.
They're doing great. And we're always honored to... I'm always honored to work with them. You know, Maddox Farm does a lot of their production work for them. So that's been great. And it's really fun to roll that relationship over to the Panada. So, you know, support them. Again, they're another one of those, you know, gems in our community.
Absolutely.
So Letters Aloud is going to be a really nice evening in spoken word. Check that out and come join us. And then that weekend, we have January 19th, 20th, 21st, we have Banff, which always sells out.
Yeah, all of those shows will sell out. Yeah. So can you buy tickets now?
You can buy tickets now. They are available now at panada.org.
That's great. And just a lot going on at the Panada, and somehow Rob Talbot here is keeping up with all of that.
And I want to say, keep an eye out for some more surprise pop-up events in this space within these dates that we've talked about. You know, we're looking to, again, expand the use of that little theater and get some people in there and have some good times. And that space is available for rent. So if anybody, you know, it's a nice spot to have a birthday party, anniversary party, family gathering. So kind of keep an eye on that. We can get 75 people in there. So
75 people.
75 people. And for right now, it's only a $300 rental. So that's not bad.
Yeah. That's actually very, very good. Rob Talbot, thanks for joining us. We'll do this the first Thursday of every month to find out what's going on at
the
Panada and the Heartwood and everywhere else. So congratulations again on the job, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for all the support, and look forward to seeing you all at several of these shows here coming up.
Very good. That's going to be it for this week. We have the GML next week, so we'll be back in here the week after that. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow.